Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism. Sounds like something your grandpa would listen to while sipping prune juice by the fireplace. Trust me, it's way cooler than that. We're talking about practical wisdom, resilience, and living a life of purpose that can actually make a difference in today's crazy world. And today, we're diving deep into the wellspring of Stoic history. Think of it like uncovering hidden treasure stories and lessons from ancient philosophers who faced challenges way tougher than our modern-day problems. Ever felt like your inbox is overflowing with drama? Imagine dealing with a gladiator arena or a plague sweeping through your city. Yet these guys had their hands full, but they found ways to navigate the storm, stay grounded, and even find joy in the midst of chaos. We're going to learn from their experiences, pull out some golden nuggets, and see how we can apply them to our own lives. So, here are five key takeaways from this journey through Stoic history that will blow your mind. First up, it's all about focusing on what you can control. This is like the cornerstone of Stoicism, a universal truth echoed throughout history. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Roman emperors and a master Stoic, wrote about how we should focus our energy on things within our grasp, our thoughts, actions, reactions, and let go of what's outside our control, the weather, other people's opinions, that annoying traffic jam you get stuck in every morning. You can't change the rain, but you can choose to wear a raincoat, right? That simple mindset shift is powerful. Second, cultivate virtue. This isn't about being perfect, it's about striving for wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it like leveling up in life. Each act of kindness, each moment of self-control, each time you choose to think rationally instead of reacting emotionally, that's building your virtuous character. And trust me, a strong moral compass is way more valuable than any trophy or social media following. Third, embrace discomfort. We're so used to instant gratification, but true growth happens outside our comfort zones. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, Stoics understood that hardship and challenges are inevitable, but they weren't afraid of them. They saw them as opportunities for learning and becoming more resilient. Fourth, find meaning in service to others. This once big helping others isn't just a feel-good thing, it's essential to a fulfilling life. Stoics believe that contributing to something bigger than ourselves, our community, our families, even strangers, brings purpose and joy. Think about the last time you did something kind for someone else. How did it make you feel? And finally, remember that death is a natural part of life. It's tough to think about, but facing this reality head-on can actually liberate us from fear and anxiety. Stoics view death not as an ending, but as a transition. By focusing on living a virtuous life in the present moment, they found peace knowing that their time would come naturally. Let me tell you a story. Imagine a Roman soldier, hardened by years of battle, facing a fierce enemy. He's outnumbered, exhausted, and his comrades are falling around him. But he doesn't panic, he draws on his Stoic training. He focuses on what he can control. His own actions, his discipline, his courage. He fights bravely, not out of fear or anger, but out of duty and a sense of purpose. In that moment, facing the ultimate challenge, he embodies the essence of Stoicism's strength in adversity, wisdom in action, and courage in the face of death. So, what are you taking away from this journey through Stoic history? Are you ready to embrace those timeless lessons and apply them to your own life? Remember, we all face challenges, but by cultivating inner strength, focusing on what matters, and living with purpose, we can navigate the storms of life with grace and resilience. Now, go out there and be a Stoic warrior in your everyday life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of wisdom. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and keep learning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.